jazz artists have long put their own twist on popular songs of the day. This is, of course, John Coltrane's version of My Favorite Things. But Ben Allison is drawing inspiration from a wider palette. Allison is a New York-based bassist, composer, and bandleader, and his latest album reinterprets everything from classic R&B
we'll all be free.
To indie rock, even The Carpenters.
We've only just begun.
Ben Allison's album is called Action Refraction, and he joins me from our studios in New York City. Ben Allison, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. First, I have to say, it is a brave man who decides to cover a Carpenters song. Of all the pieces that could speak to you as a potential cover, why this one?
Well, I'm interested in music that's tuneful in nature. This is music that's well-crafted, but my challenge with this was to somehow try to make it our own.
Now, let's listen to a little bit of your version of We've Only Just Begun. So that little riff right there, that's intact. You can recognize the song in that, but the rest of the piece goes in different directions.
That's right. I mean, the title of the album is Action Refraction, so my idea was to take this music and break it apart in a way into its constituent elements. I'm a little bit of a science nerd, so a lot of my tune titles and band concepts have a little bit of a science bent to them. We're thinking about how to make this music our own. I mean, people bring in pieces, ideas, concepts, and then we flesh them out. It's like Dr. Frankenstein. You bring in some pieces, and then the band brings it to life. This is what makes jazz, for me, such an exciting prospect, because it's risky. I've always loved pop music, but if I had to play pop music every night, I'm not sure I could really deal with it, because I know that they are playing parts that are preconceived, that are written out. In jazz, we don't know what's going to happen, so when we're playing, we are really taking a big risk. Yes, it could fail, and that's not an easy feeling, but when it works, it's the most gratifying feeling.
My guest is Ben Allison, jazz bassist and composer. His latest album is mostly a collection of covers. It's called Action Refraction. The Thelonious Monk piece that you cover on the album is Jackieing. Once again, let's hear a little bit from Monk himself first. And now your version of that piece. Can you talk a little bit about how this came to be? What was your process with this piece?
I didn't start out with the intention of writing an arrangement of Jackieing. I started on another tune and humming ideas over the top and singing musical phrases into my iPhone, as I want to do. I started singing Jackieing and actually fused the two almost by just through experimentation.
But taking on Monk is a big deal.
It is, because Monk's music is very personal to me. And every time I hear one of his tunes, I think of his playing. And that's the challenge. I'm a huge fan of his music, so I'm embarrassed to do something with it in a certain way. That's the same way I felt about the Donny Hathaway tune on the record. I mean, that tune, Someday We'll All Be Free, for me is one of the great R&B tunes ever in the history of music. And his singing on it is so deeply personal. When I hear the lyric of that tune, it's talking about, you know, the world is spinning, hold on, everything will be all right, and everyone knows what happened with Donny Hathaway when he took his own life, that I was hesitant to deal with it.
Never mind your fears.
Never
brighter days will soon be here. Take it from me, someday we'll all be free.
So that was the original, and now your version. I'm hearing kind of a lot going on in the background there. There's almost this bed of white noise behind the melody. Can you explain what's happening there?
That's Brandon Seabrook, a great friend of mine, guitarist, playing his old 80s era Sony Walkman into the pickup of his guitar and adjusting the speed of it by half depressing the play buttons and messing around with it. Wow. Yeah, I mean, which has nothing to do with Donny Hathaway at all, but it has everything to do with texture and building a mood, and that's an improvisation. I asked Brandon and Steve Cardenas, the other guitarist, to try to approximate the energy build that happens at the end of a tune on Abbey Road called She's So Heavy. I think that that original sound is created by an airplane engine. I could be wrong. You'd have to ask George Martin. But it's the idea of noise and texture, tuneless noise and texture, slowly building over something that's very melodic and steady. I wanted to go in a totally different direction. That he already did the greatest version that you could ever do of that tune. He already sang his heart out. He is to vocals what, you know, Ben Webster was to the tenor, or Coleman Hawkins to the tenor saxophone, just dripping with sound and soul. And, you know, our version is totally different. I'm trying to do something that's personal to me, but has that growing sense of angst.
Were you pleased with how it came out?
Yeah, I am. I think it's the possibly chapter one of like the next phase of where I'm heading musically. I'm gratified to hear that it's been getting so much play on the radio. I see a lot of things popping up about it. People seem to be reacting to it well. So yeah, I think it's a peek into where I imagine my music going.
That's bassist and composer Ben Allison. His latest album is called Action Refraction. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And believe it or not, this is also from Ben Allison's album. It's his version of the PJ Harvey song, Mist. And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then.